Outside, of course. No one dared start something in the house since the incident with Yaya's favorite vase. The glued and jagged pieces sat on the mantel, a reminder of the great wooden spoon incident of 1997. They ate their sandwiches and demolished the fries before Stavros wiped his fingers on a napkin and said,
"Now you may explain what is in the bag and what you need me for. I got a card in the mail."
"The mail?"
His cousin arched a brow.
"Yes, mail, as in sent in an envelope with a stamp and an address."
"Your address?"
"Yes, my fucking address. How else would I have gotten it?"
Ark stabbed a finger at the baggie, pointing at his address, handwritten in block letters on the envelope.
"What's the letter say?"
"It's a card. Blue on the front. And there's a picture of a stork carrying a baby wrapped in a blanket in its beak. Inside the card..."
Inside was the sucker punch. "Congrats, asshole. It's a boy. The woman you never called back." His cousin arched a disbelieving brow.
"An anonymous card arrives in the mail, and you believe it?"
A frown pulled at his brow.
"Not entirely. But then again, why would she lie?"
"Why, indeed," says the poor little rich bear who drives a Lexus.
"Because it's a very well-equipped vehicle."
"So is a moderately priced Camry."
"But it's not as pretty."
Nothing wrong with a man stroking his car lovingly every time he parked it in the garage.
"Neither is your mug, but apparently women still manage to find it attractive, hence why you manage to get pussy. And now that pussy is claiming you left a present behind."
"Claiming, because I'd say there's a strong possibility I didn't."
Because Ark was so very careful about these things.
"A DNA test will quickly determine the truth."
"And if she's not lying?"
"Then you do the right thing, or I'll shoot you."
Better his cousin shoot him quickly before his mother stripped the hide from his body.
"So, here's the problem. She didn't leave a name or address."
"I know."
His cousin turned the baggie over in his hands, checking out the postage marks on the envelope.
"What do you mean, you know?"
"I know, because you weren't the only one to get a card."
His cousin reached into his coat and withdrew a handful of colored envelopes, tossing them onto the table.
"Guess what's in these?"
Ark noted the same block lettering on the outside, and he could just imagine the card on the inside.
"How many?"
"7 now that I know of."
"Why us, though? And why that message?"
Ark shook his head.
"What would she think?"
"If it is a she, could be a guy who sent this too. Chances are, it's someone who wants to see if any of the boys will crack, and then they'll hit with the blackmail."
"You think it's a hoax? If it is, then it's not a very funny one."
His brow creased and his bear grumbled, not happy at all.
"I want to know who sent it."
Because for one heart attack moment, he truly wondered if he'd impregnated a girl. If that happened and word got out, he'd find himself tackled to the ground by his mother and forced into a wedding by his grandmother and her sisters, to a stranger with a baby. Except, according to Stavros, there was probably no baby, and that, for some reason, made him mad. Because babies are cute. Really cute, so long as they belong to other people.
"What should we do now? We can't let them get away with this,"
Ark said with a crack of his knuckles.
"Bruises, broken bones, castration. You do realize I'm an officer of the law, currently serving a suspension, and you're talking about assault.
Aren't we protected by some family law?"
"That only works if we're married. Are you proposing? Do you want us to adopt the imaginary baby you and 7 other cousins that we know of are having?"
"You are no fun since you joined the Boys in Blue."
And to think that as children, Stavros had led them in wondrous mischief. Now he arrested them for the same things he used to do.
Since when was